It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search it out is the glory of kings. This is the Message to Kings podcast.
Message to Kings, episode 318, Mary and Martha. Hello, everyone. This is Janelle, and I am Brett's wife. I get the opportunity today to share with you some insight on Mary and Martha from Luke 10, 38 through 42. Let's jump in. Luke 10, 38 through 42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Okay, so just to help you understand what's going on here, put things into context. First of all, this is the first mention of Mary and Martha in Scripture. So this is the same Mary and Martha that later on has a brother, Lazarus, that does die, and you're probably familiar with the story of him being risen from the dead by Jesus. But we won't cover that today, but I wanted to let you know this is the same Mary and Martha who has a brother, Lazarus, though Lazarus is not in this exact passage that we're reading today. The setting is, in the Scripture, it says a certain town, but we do know that there is, without too much doubt, that this certain town was Bethany, which was approximately 2 miles from Jerusalem. It's a small town on the southeastern slope of the Mount Olives, and all throughout Scripture, there's many references to this region, so it's a very significant area in Jesus' ministry. So what exactly is going on here? Well, according to Jesus, he made it very clear that Mary has chosen that good part. But what exactly did Mary do in this passage? It says that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. In Jewish tradition, sitting at the feet was what a disciple did. Even in Acts 22:3, the Apostle Paul tells us that he was educated at the feet of Gamaliel. Well, that was an established rabbi in Israel, and Paul trained under him. And he even later described himself as a Pharisee of Pharisees. So that is something in Scripture we know that sitting at the feet was a very common thing for disciples to do. So Mary, sitting at the feet of her rabbi, Jesus, well, this is a posture assumed by a disciple. So we can safely conclude that Mary was, in fact, a disciple of Jesus. Now, this is pretty scandalous and profound in this time period. Mary, being a woman in a male-dominated world, but yet she was a disciple. Jesus' affirmation of Mary's posture reveals his acceptance of Mary as a legitimate disciple. It's just amazing to me, and especially as a woman, I just find this so incredible how Jesus welcomes women to learn at his feet. There's two other mentions of Mary in Scripture. One is John 11:32. Later, when Lazarus dies, Mary falls at Jesus' feet, weeping, and by doing that, it moves Jesus to tears. And once again in John 12:3, when it's almost Passover, right before Jesus enters into Jerusalem on a colt, and Jesus is at Martha's house, Mary anoints his feet and wipes with her hair his feet. Now, all three references that I just shared all have to do with Mary and at Jesus' feet. So the Scripture says that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and she heard his word. So I love that. She heard his word. She heard what he was speaking. She heard what he was teaching. And then Martha. Martha, it says, was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." Well, I think the key word here that we really need to focus in on is that Martha was distracted. It doesn't say that Martha was serving too much. It was saying that she was distracted. So let's look at the word distracted. In Greek, it's pronounced paraspao, which means was cumbered. Cumbered meaning to be drawn away, to be driven about mentally, to be overoccupied. Very literally, it means that Martha was being pulled and dragged in different directions. So let's talk about Jesus' words to Martha. It's really interesting. There's only seven times in the Bible where someone's name is mentioned twice, and all are related to a higher invitation by God to that individual person for their faith to increase, or a warning or a call. So let's talk about the seven occurrences really briefly. So Abraham was the first one in Genesis 22:11, and this was during the time when Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac. This was an opportunity for Abraham to increase in his faith in God. The second is Moses. They count in Exodus 3:4 when God calls him twice from a burning bush. This was an invitation by God to Moses to follow him. A third time was Jacob. This was in Genesis 46:2 when Jacob was called twice in a vision at night to go to Egypt. The fourth time is 1 Samuel 3:1-10 when God calls Samuel twice to flourish with serving God. The fifth time is when Martha was called twice by Jesus to stop fretting and to start trusting. The sixth time is Paul to stop persecuting, and that was in Acts 9:4. And the seventh time in Luke 22:31-32 was when Simon's name was called twice to avoid temptation. Now, the reason why I wanted just to go through those is because I believe Martha had an opportunity here that Jesus was giving her to enter into a deeper intimacy with him, for her to stop fretting, for her to stop being so overly occupied, and to sit at his feet, just like Mary. Jesus himself said to Martha that one thing is needed, literally stating, one thing, there is a necessity. And Jesus was saying, sit at my feet, be my disciple, learn from me, have childlike faith to learn, have humility, hear his word. The one thing, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, to hunger to receive his word. I personally don't feel that the serving that Martha was doing in the scripture is the problem. The problem was that she was distracted in all of the serving. So she could have even been serving and still listening and hearing God's word. But she wasn't. She was distracted, she was cumbered, and she was pulled in many different ways. And so that is what Jesus was inviting her to. It wasn't, in my opinion, I don't feel like it was a harsh rebuke. I feel like it was an invitation to bring her into a place just like Mary, a posture at his feet. And honestly, we can't really receive the higher mysteries and deeper truths until we learn how to sit at Jesus' feet and not let the distractions of the world overwhelm us, that we miss what he is saying and doing in our life right now. So you see the difference there. There is definitely a distinct difference. And I believe that she could have actually been serving, but with an attentive mind to listening to Jesus, but she wasn't. And that is why Jesus answered and said to Martha that she is worried and troubled about many things, and that the only thing she needed, Mary chose that good part, and that will not be taken away from her. So I love this. I love that Jesus is kind, he's loving, and he really cares. And he wanted to bring Martha into this invitation of freeing her from those things that were going on mentally in her mind. So I actually want to just talk about that. How are we often so consumed with all the things that we have to do in our day-to-day life that we do overlook the things that Jesus has set before us to receive from him, to spend time in his word, to sit at his feet and just receive and not even say anything, to let our cares and worries roll off to him and let him handle them, to let our mind be at peace, to not let our mind always be spinning like a hamster wheel, never stopping long enough to listen and to reflect our affections towards Jesus. So I believe this is an invitation to all of us. And this isn't a Martha versus Mary, Martha's bad, Mary's good. I believe it's an invitation for all of us to learn from these two sisters and take this invitation as a personal invitation for us to quiet our minds, and for us to receive what Jesus has for us at his feet. So let me end in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this amazing story of Mary and Martha. God, I pray for all of us as we read this, as we read your living word, that you, Holy Spirit, speak to us on any areas that we have cumbered too long, that we have allowed our minds to be mentally distracted away from you. Show us and lead us to your feet, where there we can receive your wisdom, your revelation, your peace, your healing, your forgiveness, your comfort, and your intimacy. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening today to the Message of the Kings, episode 318, Mary and Martha. It's been a pleasure, and I really have enjoyed sharing this story that I love with you all today. Blessings to you, and I'm praying that as you read the word, it'll come alive to you. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Message to Kings. Feel free to check out the website, messagetokings.com. Or if you want to chat, email us at messagetokings@gmail.com.